That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Hello, Maria.
Oh, hello, Hannah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. So we're going to be looking at Alfred Hitchcock Hour.
We are. Are we on air?
We're on air.
yes, we are. Yeah, we're looking at the Alfred Hitchcock Hour complete collection.
Awesome.
Of which there are quite a number.
Yeah, there's a huge amount.
Yeah, he was pretty prolific, Alfred Hitchcock. And this is him doing television before he got into filmmaking properly.
Right. So these DVDs, what are they they're focusing on his television work rather than his film work?
Yeah, well, they're collections, anthologies of his TV work. He used to produce hour-long episodes of sort of thriller suspense remakes of other people's, you know, novels and things like that.
Right.
And he'd present them himself. And he's quite kooky. I don't know if you've seen any of these before, but even if you think you haven't, you probably would recognise maybe the theme tune and the silhouette, his silhouette, that kind of pops into frame at the beginning of each of the hours.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever seen any of his TV stuff, but I've seen a lot of his movie work.
Yeah, I'm quite a big Hitchcock fan.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny to hear him actually talking to camera in quite a voice of authority, you know. And he has this weird habit of taking the mickey out of the sponsors of the show in quite theatrical sorts of ways too. You know, like he'll stage these little sort of parodies of sponsors. You know, there's one where he has a gypsy caravan pulled up and he calls it, you know, a new mode of transport that doesn't use gas or petrol, and you get 2 free stolen horses with it, and you get a free violin and some golden earrings, which is, you know, terribly awful, you know, in relation to, you know, people who are gypsies and Romanis, but it's him trying to take the mickey out of sponsors who might have been car manufacturers, for example.
Right, okay.
It's quite weird, isn't it? It would be like you being on air and taking the mickey out of, I don't know, Madman DVD, for example.
So all of his work within Alfred Hitchcock Hour, is it varied, like the stories?
Yes. Oh, they're all completely different, but they do have a thriller suspense kind of genre running through them.
Brilliant.
And they're all by different authors, and they star different actors. Some of them are quite famous actors, you know, Robert Redford and you know, other people of the day. You know, Jean Evans, Martha Heyer, and you know, people who were quite famous at the time.
Yeah.
And the writers vary. You know, Andrew Garvey and Patricia Highsmith, who you might know, who's quite a well-known novelist. John Bingham, another novelist.
So how early on were his... what was this written and made? Was it in the 20s?
It's a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier, even?
Yeah. Oh no, the 20s are a little bit early.
Oh right, okay.
These were made and shot and aired in the 1960s.
Right,
which is when Hitchcock was producing.
So was this that kind of like after? I mean, because that's during the same time as like some of his films as well.
Yeah, yes, he started off in television and then he emerged as a film director himself. But this is kind of like him warming up to that and getting lots of ideas for his films. So if you are a Hitchcock fan, you'll be able to see a lot of his influences being tested in the Alfred Hitchcock Hour episodes. They're pretty entertaining, some of them, and of course very dated in 1960s-ish. you'll probably recognise a lot of the lavish kind of panoramic scenes and the slightly lilting female characters who, of course, he develops much further in his films. I think that, you know, there's all that kind of noir, you know, black and white,
definitely,
that he really tests as well. You know, the Hitchcockian female stars are so incredibly famous, and you'll see them all, you know, being tested in these TV episodes where he starts to, you know, psychoanalyze things and, pull apart, you know, the sort of the character dimensions that exist within the the cultural context of the 1960s in the States.
Mm. I always, because I mean, some of my favourite Hitchcock movies were To Catch a Thief, I mean, and North by Northwest. I think those were the two that kind of really stood out to me. I was always a huge Cary Grant fan. I don't know why, but I loved the relationship he would always have with like the lead male and the lead female. They always kind of seemed to have quite like a dynamic relationship, almost like they didn't really like each other, but then they also really did like it. Yeah, there's just always that interesting relationship between all the characters and kind of like how he kind of, yeah, built them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's known as the master of suspense. Mm. And, you know, he does really pull apart the psychological aspects of his characters. And when he puts them, you know, into lead roles, you know, say a male and female, it's always very fraught and very tense and pushes and pulls against, you know, as you point out, the love-hate aspects.
Yeah, definitely. So do you think is like a good way for somebody who, say, doesn't have a lot of knowledge on Alfred Hitchcock to kind of like get into...
You know, actually, I would go in reverse. I would say watch North by Northwest, watch Vertigo, my favourite one, watch The Birds, Rear Window, Notorious, and then go back and actually have a look at him making television, because it's quite interesting watching him adapt other people's writings and using different actors and develop his aesthetic and his slant in filmmaking.
Awesome.
Because, you know, TV is much faster than making a film. And
yeah.
It's cheaper and it's an hour long. It's a whole lot of things that films kind of take to the next level. So it's quite cool to go back and see his drawings, effectively.
Does he make any cameo appearances in these short episodes?
Well, he, as I said, he appears at the beginning and the end of each of his hours. And he has these cameo announcements that he makes. He's quite a weird character, and quite well known, of course.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great collection of, Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, there are, you know, like there's the complete first season, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth season available well. So you can choose. I think from memory, each of the seasons has quite a number of episodes.
Yeah.
So you're getting quite good value for money in terms of, you know, watching five DVDs in one set and then move on to the next set of five or six.
Sounds fantastic.
A good watch, especially if you're a bit bored over the summer or something like that and you want to dig deep into Hitchcock.
Well, thank you so much, Maria, for speaking with us this morning.
Lovely.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Hannah. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.